Konashchish for being here with us today. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. It was a suspenseful moment on statewide television last night when the host of the Poetry Out Loud competition, Ben Brown, announced the winners.
The runner-up is Madeline Bremer from North Pole High School. And so should the state champion not be able to represent Alaska in the national competition, Madeline will advance to the National Poetry Out Loud competition. And that leaves but one fabulous announcement for me to make. The Alaska State Poetry Out Loud champion for 2022, who will go on to represent our state at the national competition, is Nikolai Chavez of Whitestone Farms Training Center in Delta Junction.
We will hear from those winners in a moment, but first, some insights from the judges. Most said that they had a tough time deciding, including Heather Lendy of Haines, the Alaska State Writer Laureate, who says she was struck by the maturity of the recitations and the choice in poems.
I also wanted to note that the tone of the poems that have been chosen that we've heard so far and we're going to keep hearing reminds me of Joy Harjo saying that it's impossible to make it through tragedy without poetry. And I think we have to acknowledge as well that we're in the middle of a very frightening time right now, and there's a war happening in the Ukraine.
Leslie Ishii, Artistic Director for Perseverance Theater, was also one of the judges.
And wow, the courageous choices you made, not only of the poems, but of your interpretations. Thank you for that. I'm very moved by that. And I'm also moved that you, because you gave me hope for our future, your humanity that came through. And I don't take lightly that language brings forth and informs our actions in how we move through the world. And I am so heartened by what you shared. I feel we have a great, great future ahead because of how you're interpreting the words of these poets.
And Leslie Ishii gave us a pretty good setup for our conversation today. And before we go further, just a quick correction. I said earlier that Heather Lendy was the state poet laureate, but she's actually the state writer's laureate. And of course, she's so well known in Southeast Alaska for her many books. And we always enjoy talking with her about those. But anyway, today we have Amanda Falori. She's the coordinator of Poetry Out Loud. And we also have Nikolai Chavez with us. He is the new state champ. And we hope that we can also somewhere in this interview bring up Madeline Bremer. She is hoping to join us. It's a matter of scheduling. You realize that the 3 o'clock hour is when students are just getting out of school. But anyway, Madeline is from the North Pole High School in North Pole. She is the runner-up. And then we also have Nikolai Chavez, who is from a small school in Delta, the Whitestone High School. But before we get into this, you know, congratulations to the winners and everyone who participated. But Amanda, I would like you to tell us how this competition actually works.
Hi, thanks for having me. Poetry Out Loud competition is a recitation competition for high school students. And generally in years past, pre-pandemic, we have participants from all over the state compete in school competitions and regional competitions, and then we invite them here to Juneau for a state competition in person. The past couple years, we've been doing everything via Zoom, via distance. So this year, especially, we had all of the students submit all of their video entries, and we had our adjudication panel in person watching all of the videos. So it was a little bit different, but that was kind of the basic process this year.
But it sounds like it was still a wonderful program. It aired on statewide TV, and later in our program, I'll tell you how you can watch it because it will be broadcast again. But even though we were watching video recitations that the students submitted to you, it was still quite powerful, don't you think, Amanda?
Oh, extremely powerful. These kids are always so inspiring to me and everyone that comes together to put this program together. KTOO, the Alaska State Council on the Arts, and the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council, in partnership with the NEA, the National Endowment for the Arts, that coordinates and brings Poetry Out Loud together. All of us really are inspired by all of these students and bringing them together from all over the state to then again go ahead and go forward. Nikolai Chavez, who is our state champion this year, will go on to the nationals and represent us in DC. And so it's just an amazing experience. And even though these kids had to submit all of their recitations via video, their performances were extremely powerful.
You can see that there is a lot of talent out there. So I want to turn to Nikolai and, first of all, offer you some congratulations. But can you tell us a little bit about yourself? I mean, who is the state champion of Poetry Out Loud?
I don't know. I'm Mexican American. My dad's Mexican. So I grew up in a small, like very tight knit place in Big Delta, Alaska. I go to a small school. I like to read. I don't know. I drink tea. That's the part of me that people find most confusing. So.
Well, you know, it's hard to sum yourself up, and you know, we kind of go through our whole lives trying to figure out what that is. How did poetry play a role in that, or does it help?
I think it definitely contributes. Literally, really just literature in general. So, like I said, I love to read, and that kind of just contributed to the whole, like being connected and feeling connected with poetry. And I talked about this in my intro video a little bit, but poetry is definitely just a way to connect people. And like all my life, I've loved to connect to people and have personal connections. So it's very special to me to have that like very set way of being able to communicate with people, not so much based off of like words where things can like get in the way, but just like writing down raw emotion.
So you go to the White, what is it called? The White Stone School, the White Stone High School?
Yes.
And that's kind of an interesting name for a school. And I guess it's also a school that involves farming as well, from what I understand.
Yeah. It is in a general, we all contribute in the community that we kind of live in. I wouldn't say the school itself involves farming, although sometimes some of the classes do have stuff to do with that. There are some interesting extracurriculars, but, it's a interesting school.
So
sure.
Would you consider it an alternative school in some ways?
Like, how do you mean?
Well, is it different from other high schools?
Definitely.
How so?
It's a private school, for starters. So it's has a very small group of people that actually go to it. And we do, like, the school does promote Christian beliefs. So, like, yeah, it's, I would definitely say it's quite different from, like, yeah, what I hear other people's experiences.
Well, that's interesting, you know, because this contest does bring together students from across a spectrum. I mean, we heard a student recite a poem from Homer and many other rural communities, as well as Anchorage and Southeast Alaska, someone from Petersburg. I think that's wonderful that it brings this wide spectrum of students together. Now, what year are you?
I'm in 11th grade.
So you could compete one more time for this.
I could.
So tell me a little bit about your preparation for this.
It was quite a lot of work to just like get all of the poems memorized and then also just pairing them with the motions that seemed appropriate. Like I didn't have a lot of dramatization in my like performances, I guess that's what they are, because it just like didn't feel right. But it was definitely a lot of work getting there. I am definitely really thankful to Miss Donnie Gott. She was my coach and she worked with me several times to kind of get those nailed down. So I'm very thankful to that. My mom also is a speech coach here at Whitestone. And she definitely helped a lot. So yeah, it was a lot of work, but it was really fun.
Well, I find this fascinating that the students get a big list of poems to choose from, and they span the ages, you know, from Shakespeare to modern poetry. How did you go about selecting the poems? What drew you to certain poems to recite?
Well, actually, it's really funny. Maddie performed Stomp, and I was going to perform that one, but I decided to go with Spanglish instead. So I thought that was really great, and I loved that. But I was really drawn to Spanglish because I count it as like a celebration almost of Latin heritage. So like throughout my entire youth growing up, my family was very we weren't fluent, but we were still like very Mexican. Like, yeah. So I was really drawn to it because it was like part of my culture, and I'm very proud of that aspect of myself. Well, and then, no, go ahead.
No, I was going to say it was interesting because Spanglish was sort of a bilingual poem.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you can recite that to us later on, because I'd like to hear from both you and Maddie. And you mentioned your runner-up, Maddie, choosing the same poem. And Maddie just joined us. Hello, Maddie. How are you doing today? It sounds like it's a busy day for you.
Kind of is. I just got off the bus, just let my dog in. She's drinking water, and I'm just happy to be here. I'm really humored by the fact that Nick chose a poem that was going to choose a poem that I have chosen, because originally I heard that poem at school when I was in my AP English class. One of my peers said it in front of the class, and I really liked the poem, so I'm like, I'm going to steal that and take it to Poetry Out Loud. So it's a lot of taking and giving with this poem. So I'm really happy just to be here and begin this conversation.
Well, sorry, it was such a tight squeeze for you to join us just getting off the bus, but I'm really happy you made it. Now, what year are you in at North Pole High School?
I'm a junior too. So I got one more year to do this, and hopefully can be an advocate to people who are just getting into Poetry Out Loud at North Pole High School, because I really want to get more people to get into this program and the competition while performing school-wide.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask both of you, how do you think going through this process of choosing three poems to memorize, but not just memorize, but express and convey and bring those words to life. How did that benefit you? Madeline, why don't you go first?
Okay, I was waiting. I think it really benefit me. I've been told a lot that I'm a very busy person. I got a lot of things going on. So memorizing was the last thing I was doing. The first thing I was doing was researching these poems and looking up what they meant, also getting advice from my coaches, and kind of doing sort of activities with them. I would write them down constantly and then underline words that I really liked or wanted to put more time or pauses into them, because I'd hate to just rush through a poem that I memorized, because I know that when you memorize something, you tend to go through it quickly. So I wanted to just have fun with how long I have with those words without looking panicked on stage.
You know,
I
feel for kids your age because you have so much more going on than I did between, you know, cell phones, Twitters, Facebook, social media, yada, yada. I mean, you guys have a lot to juggle. So it must be nice to have something to kind of swoop down and force you to focus. Madeline?
Oh yeah, definitely. I was really moved by how one of the Poetry Out Loud, I don't know the word for it. I would say directors, but I know that's the wrong word. Said that she starts her day with a poem in the morning. And I was really like, I want to do that. I want to start my day with a poem. It sounds so nice. I've just, through teenagehood, I've really forgotten just to love literature, except when I'm in school. So I do believe that Poetry Out Loud is really fun and relaxing experience, especially when you want to experiment with literature in general.
So. You know, if I could rewind my life, I think I would take that bit of advice to start every day with a poem. And actually, it's not too late to try. Nikolai, I want to go to you. In what ways do you think that this competition benefited you?
I think it's definitely benefited me because I've become a lot more focused specifically on how we say things matters, how we say or intone a specific phrase can change the meaning, you know, because learning to perform and recite these, has really showed me if you enunciate the wrong words, then it can come across as meaning a whole different thing than what you're meaning to. And so applying that to my life has really, it's been great.
Well, that's what Leslie Ishii said, one of the judges, that it helps bring about that awareness that words do matter. So I would like it if you could recite one of your poems for us, and because it would give us a chance to enjoy some of what we missed last night. So would you go ahead with a poem?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Does it matter which one I do? I can just do any of them?
Do the one that pulls your heartstrings for the moment.
Okay. Mi Casa by Luis Daniel Salgado. When I was a boy, I was either a child eating bugs or a child being eaten by bugs. But now that I am older, am I a man who devours the world or am I a man being devoured by the world? Someone once told me that mothers come from a different planet. And if she was correct, then my mother was a warrior from that planet. And now that my mother is older, the history that is her face is beginning to look like a worn map. The hills that once were her cheeks now have roads carved into them that tell her secrets. The roots of her hair are starting to shimmer with silver that she colors once she sees 10 or more. She no longer cares for long hair. She says, pelo largo is a young woman's game. In a few years, she will be older than my grandmother ever was.
That was a pretty powerful poem there with a lot of messages in contrast from being either eaten by a bug. There were some pretty powerful lines in there. What is it about that poem that made you want to recite it?
Something about the way he was describing his mother. I like to tease my mom that she's so ancient and all this stuff.
Oh no.
And something about the way he was describing his mother, like he was describing her as old, but he wasn't describing her in like a derogatory way. Like you could tell that he cared about her and respected her. And I don't know, I love my mom. So just hearing someone else describe their mother like that and being like, oh, someone else like teases their mom like that, it really stood out to me.
Well, being a mom myself, I can understand the inherent contradiction. So Maddie, would you share your poem with us? One of them.
Oh, yeah, of course. This one I've had the most fun performing, so I'm going to pick this one. Stomp by Stomp by Nikki Grimes. I come home, feet about to bleed from angry stomping. Boy, says Mom, quit making all that racket. But what does she expect when day after day, haters sling words at me like jagged stones designed to split my skin. I retreat to my room, collapse on the bed, count 1, 2, 3. When I get to 10, I snatch up journal and pen, flip to a clean page, and unload my hurt, my rage. Till I can breathe again. Letter by letter, I rediscover my power to decide which words matter, which words don't, and whose. Calm now. I remember. I get to choose.
Very nice. Boy, you had me there. So I want to bring Amanda Filori back into the conversation because Amanda helps to organize these. I mean, really, as I watched last night, I was having a hard time figuring out who the judges would pick ultimately. I mean, obviously, these recitations were great, but overall, there were some amazing presentations. How close was the judging, Amanda?
Oh, it's always really close. And just so everybody knows who's listening, the adjudication panel, when they're reviewing all the recitations, there's all of these criteria: physical presence, voice and articulation, dramatic appropriateness, evidence of understanding, and then an overall performance score. But the most important score in this competition is accuracy. So how it works is there's an accuracy judge, and for every evaluation judge that's adjudicating on all of the other criteria, that accuracy judge is added to each of those scores. So if you get an 8, then you get added an 8 to each adjudicator. If you get a low score, like a 4, then you only get 4 across the round. So it can really affect your score. And Poetry Out Loud is different than a poetry slam. Poetry slams are where the poet is the protagonist. It's about a performance more than the words. Poetry Out Loud is where the poem is the protagonist. So if you saw a really wonderful performance and wonder why maybe they weren't the finalist or didn't get up in the top 3, it may have been due to their accuracy score. But a lot of these students scored really close to one another. Literally, there was a 1-point difference in some of these finalists. And it's definitely not an easy job for the adjudicators. They've all said that to me many a times. And I never know how it's going to go because I spend probably the most time with all of these students and videos and information. And I never know how it's going to end. But I'm always just so inspired by all of them. And I want all of the students to know too, Maddie and Nick, you're on here. You inspire all of us adults that have watched you guys and your maturity and the material that you've chosen. It really inspires me, honestly, for months afterwards. I'm making all kinds of art because you guys have all inspired me. And the words are just so amazing. And I love watching you guys grow, even just through video these past couple of months. I know that we have not met each other in person, but I feel connected to you. And I just am so excited. Sorry, I hope, Rhonda, that answered your question.
It did. And Of course, one of the things that Leslie Ishii brought up in her discussion last night about the importance of this program, and some of the other judges did as well, that it takes a certain amount of courage. And Nikolai, when I think of the courage that it must have taken, you know, you were the only boy in that competition, the only male. Did that feel weird to you?
Sometimes a little bit, definitely. Like I said, we have a small high school class, so actually everyone in the high school and everyone in the junior high also competed. So there were three other boys that competed. So like getting there wasn't extremely weird. It was, and after I didn't really have to like perform it for a bunch of people. I don't know. I enjoyed doing it. So it wasn't like really that weird.
Well, you have to wonder though, why there aren't more boys in this competition overall. I mean, last year it was the same way. You overwhelmingly have females represented in this Poetry Out Loud competition. Why do you think that is? Is it just that boys maybe are a little reluctant to express themselves openly?
I think probably definitely a little bit of that. But also, I don't know, I really love reading and stuff like that. And that's what got me connected. But I know that a lot of boys, like, they don't quite have as much connection to that stuff as maybe I do, because like, they just didn't read a lot as a child. And that was, books were something that was highly valued in my family when I was growing up. So like something like that, I don't know.
How about you, Madeline? Why do you think that we have fewer boys in this competition? And do we definitely need some more?
I do think it'd be cool to have some more, but I've had the opposite experience at my school. I competed at North Pole High School. There was only three competitors, but they were both boys, and I was the only female there.
Interesting. Wow. Well, I want to thank both of you so much for being here with us to share your poetry and tell us about all these wonderful byproducts of being part of this competition. So thank you, Amanda Falori. She is the coordinator for the statewide Poetry Out Loud competition. Madeline Bremer, the runner-up, and Nikolai Chavez, he is the new state champion. So yay, let's have a round of applause. And I do want to mention that if you missed last night, you do have a second chance to see this. 360 TV will be airing the Poetry Out Loud competition on Thursday, March 17th at 8 p.m. and then again on Saturday, March 19th at 8 p.m. So two more chances to see it. It's worth your while. And I imagine, Amanda, that even though you don't have a kid in this competition or you know, maybe poetry isn't your thing, do you think that there's something wonderful in watching this, maybe just to support these students and see what they're doing?
All of these kids are like my kids, I feel like. I'm just going to say that, number one. I do have a teenager that did not have time to participate but wants to eventually, and has watched me coordinate this program for the past 8 years, being inspired by all of these students and looks up to all of you. And but what I would say that this poetry is, how can I say this? That I'm not necessarily a poet myself. Words are hard. I'm more of a visual artist. But when you find a poet or a poem that speaks what your heart has been trying to say, there's nothing that can really replace that. And both of you that are on here now, you guys have memorized these poems. Those words will stay with you forever. I remember my first poem, Hold Fast to Dreams by Robert Frost. It's forever on the tip of my lips because it's just there in my heart. And so the more poems, the more words that you use, even if you're not a poet, words are important and they leave imprints on us. And you guys have left an imprint on me. And so I look forward to maybe both of you guys being back next year.
I know. Wow. To win so early and then have the opportunity to come back. And Amanda, I really like that point you made that these are our kids. And so it's mm-hmm. a celebrate celebration that we can all take part in. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. You guys are all amazing.
You are. Up next, we're going to be checking in with John Thill, head of the Juneau Public Library, to find out about another event that celebrates some great poetry this year, the Big Read. Stay with us.